Hello and welcome to the Social Science for Public Good podcast, a collaborative project between the Virginia Tech Institute for Policy and Governance and VT Publishing. My name is Brad and I'm here with Yugasha. How are you doing today, Yugasha?
Doing really well. How about you, Brad?
I'm hanging in there, trying to make it all work as always here. You know, as graduate students, there's always too much to do, right? But we're so excited to have you all with us for this new project. Again, my name is Brad Stevens. I'm a graduate student, a PhD student at Virginia Tech, looking into trust and community development. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Yugasha. What's your field?
Hey, everyone. I am Yugasha Bakshi. I'm a PhD student at Virginia Tech as well in the School of Public and International Affairs with a keen interest in social science theories.
Very good. You would give the shout out to the school there, which I should probably remember to do. But we'll get there at some point. But you guys are really excited to be doing this together. As with you, I care a lot about social science theory. I'm intrigued since you introduced yourself that way. How did you first come to be interested in social science?
Well, before I got into the PhD, I was formerly working in India as an urban researcher. And I would have to say that my work was kind of disguised as a social change practitioner because my research was, I had to deal a lot with communities. I was working at the grassroots level. I was also engaging with government officials, with other philanthropic institutes. So, and the field that I was involved in was about ensuring 100% access to water and sanitation services. And even though my work was more about, you know, about the infrastructure of it, about the maybe the behavioral aspects around access, what I was essentially doing was also creating a culture, you know, creating mm-hmm. a change in the way people were approaching mm-hmm. the subject of access. So it was just kind of happening along with the other work that I was doing. And I wasn't very conscious about it at the moment. I was definitely not familiar with the different social science theories that I am now, you know, being a PhD student, you read a lot. And the more I read about it, the more I learned, the more excited I became. And that's why I'm here. And I'm really excited for our listeners as well, because we have a really great series of episodes ready for them.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. Coming from a practitioner background myself, 10 plus years working in kind of social change dynamics here. And it's, I think for me, I'm particularly interested in this because I think a lot of those folks that are working in that practitioner space don't necessarily know what's happening in our ivory towers of academia regarding these social mm-hmm. science theories. And so our big hope for all of this is that folks working out there, activists, nonprofit leaders, NGO leaders, government officials, people that care about social change, hopefully they can benefit from some of this social science theory work that has been done on college campuses and elsewhere for years. And, mm-hmm. and hopefully we can communicate a little bit of that. But, you know, we've chosen for this first season to focus on trust, as I'm deeply passionate about, and you've got a deep interest in power dynamics and stuff in our spaces. And so, we're kind of bouncing off of each other here a little bit with this, but so I'm intrigued. You know, I don't have a very well fleshed out concept of power. I'm really looking forward to learning more about that later. But tell me a little bit about your understanding of trust coming into this as someone who's not a trust researcher. What is it? Do you have thoughts about what we're about to learn about from our episodes here?
So for me, the way I understood trust was more in a general sense, right? Can I trust somebody to keep my secret? Can I trust my spouse with the dishes? Can I, you know, trust in that general sense? Just speaking to scholars who are interested in the subject, who have worked a lot in this subject, I've come to realize the amount of weight that this tiny little word carries. And there's so many things about written about trust, about the concept of it, about trustworthiness, about distrust. And So I'm really excited that we'll be exploring each of these concepts, and we'll be talking to scholars who've really given their life to understanding it and to furthering the understanding of this, of these different concepts. And what about you, Brad? What does trust mean to you, and how did you become interested in this?
Yeah, so I first came around to this during my master's work, and I didn't really get to touch on it because I was focused in a different direction. But as you mentioned, in graduate school, you read all the time, and so I stumbled at one point, and I had a faculty member that I worked with who was like, I found that trust really mattered in things, and I was like, oh. And for the past 10 years before I came back to get my PhD, that has always stuck with me. And it's, I think I really appreciate it, because I think there's an understanding that trust matters everywhere, right? You mentioned your spouse there. We all have family members, partners, people that we deal with at work that you have to figure out how to navigate trust relationships of varying levels and different kinds, and what distrust means in those relationships. And I think we all understand it's important, but I think, as you pointed out, that there's now a wealth of research into how it's developed, how it interacts mm-hmm. with our relationships and things in ways that are very meaningful. And I just am continuously fascinated by it. I guess the tell is, in some ways, I'm still interested in it after researching it for an extended period of time, which is a good sign, I suppose, at this point. But, we've shared, as we're getting into this, kind of concepts and overviews of what we're going to touch on. So, with trust, we're going to dig into trustworthiness, as you mentioned. And maybe trustworthiness doesn't necessarily mean that you're trusted, and questions like that. And we're going to try to define trust in some ways. And, is distrust a different thing from trust? And how do we understand mm-hmm. that? And what about political trust versus interpersonal trust, and questions like that, all of which I think are relevant in these concepts of social change. But is there, as we've kind of talked about it, is there something in particular that most gets you excited as we kind of dig in here?
I think I'm most excited to explore the concept of trustworthiness, I think. How do we decide who is worthy of our trust, and how do we make such decisions? We make such decisions essentially in our daily lives. And to get into the depths of it, I think, will be very interesting. And obviously, the great scholars that we have lined up to help us understand this. So what do we have in store for our listeners, Brad?
Yeah, so we're going to have 6 upcoming episodes in which we will break down different components of trust. And it's important to know, with both our trust and power here, our goal is not to communicate a single understanding of this, that we have 6 different scholars that we'll be talking to, each with a slightly different understanding that will be focusing in a slightly different area. And the idea being, we want to give folks that are doing this work an opportunity to understand and hear competing narratives in some ways about this, to kind of pick up their own perspective. Because, you might hear a trust researcher on another podcast, or you might read in the New York Times or other papers about research that's happening in this space, but you're going to hear that one paper outlined, or you're going to hear that one researcher's perspective. And as with every academic field, there's great complexity and nuance here. And we really want to provide mm-hmm. that to you in an accessible way, so that you can flesh out and understand as a listener that there are multiple understandings here at play. There are multiple layers of what this means, while also being accessible and meaningful, specifically for those folks that are interested in social change. So each episode will consist of an interview with the leading thinker in a field, as well as some context that Yugasha and I will be able to provide you all as listeners with, that hopefully makes it accessible specifically for that social change concept. And how does it apply? How have we seen it relevant in trust, relevant in COVID? How have we seen trust relevant in Black Lives Matter movement and things along these lines, as we deal with backlash to critical race theory in the United States, as we deal with international crises? I remember you and I were talking recently, Yugasha, about how is the U.S. government, the U.S. media responding to Modi coming over here, and these kind of questions mm-hmm. that are implicit in these power and trust dynamics, and hopefully trying to make it relevant to people that are on the ground trying to do the work of making the world better.
And it's not every day that we get to step out of our, you know, research interest and kind of explore the other side of things. And I know you're very, you've been engaging with trust literature much more than I have. And I have engaged with the power literature much more than you have. So it's nice to kind of break out of those boundaries and, you know, to engage with other pieces of literature as well. Because like you said, in a way, trust and power kind of do interact with each other. And whether we're talking about some of the examples that you've already stated about state actors or non-state actors, or about trusting our government or the power that the government has over certain agencies. So I'm really excited about this.
Very good. I am as well. And I hope you all as listeners will be as well. You know, as we said, we'll have 6 episodes coming up on trust, and then we'll have another arc on power. We've got some great thinkers in the realm of trust. We've got folks like Joe Hamm, Margaret Levy, Guido Mollering will be joining us in our power segment. We'll be talking to people like Stephen Lukes and Michael Hart. So some really folks we're really excited to talk to in this space, and we hope we really look forward to sharing them and making them meaningful to this broader audience of people that are really trying to make the world better. We hope to make this an ongoing series, but we will invite you all back for our next episode. But any last words, Yugasha, before we close out and dig into the meat next time?
Really excited for all of you to join us for these conversations. And where can they find these recordings, Brad?
Absolutely. So you can find all this stuff wherever podcasts are found. You know, we'll be on all the main platforms, and we invite you all to please follow, subscribe, give us a rating and review. It helps other people find us. We really want this to be as useful as possible. We'll also check in the description here for an email address. We welcome a further conversation. But yes, look forward to this. Look forward to learning alongside you, Yugasha, and look forward to learning alongside all of our listeners. Thank you, and until next time, this is the Social Science for Public Good podcast. Thank you for listening to the Social Science for Public Good podcast, a collaborative project between the Virginia Tech Institute for Policy and Governance and VT Publishing, made possible through a grant from the Virginia Tech Libraries.